Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for granting this Westminster Hall debate today on road safety for young drivers and for allowing...
If you've recently passed your test, restrictions on passengers in your car might be the last thing you want. Or maybe it's the perfect way to help you concentrate. This morning, MPs met in Westminster Hall to debate young drivers' safety legislation and the potential of graduated driver's licences. GDL restrictions on new young drivers aim to reduce fatalities behind the wheel and include various potential limitations.
There are other measures that we can also take. For example, we can have limits on engine sizes to reduce the driving of powerful vehicles and make the use of P-plate mandatory for a set period after passing the test.
This isn't the first time that GDLs have been considered in the UK. The New Drivers Act limits new drivers to a maximum of 6 penalty points on their licence. GDL restrictions are supported by the AA, who think limiting peer age passengers would help reduce accidents.
We do understand that it can feel like it's an infringement on your freedom, but the measures that we want wouldn't impact when you could drive your car, it wouldn't impact where you could go, but if you're under 21 and it's within that 6 month period since you've passed your test, you couldn't have a peer age passenger in the car with you.
But not everyone supports the idea of further restrictions. 18-year-old Iona, who lives in London and is currently learning to drive, would be one of those impacted if such changes were introduced.
It seems really silly with learning to drive being so expensive for young people anyway, with insurance and everything. I do not think that these seem fair at all. I think they're going to block young people from socialising, from getting part-time jobs, being able to engage in culture. It seems ridiculous.
Forget-Me-Not Families United were one group present at the debate and represent those who've lost young family members in car accidents. Minister for the Future of Roads, Lillian Greenwood, assured them that the issues were being considered carefully by the government, but Forget-Me-Not Families say they won't stop until something is done.